We are pleased to have with us Mr. Mark Taylor. And Mark Taylor is part of the Star Valley Medical, Star Valley Health Foundation. Is that correct, Mark?
That's correct.
All right, Mark, we appreciate you coming in and talking about, it's the annual golf tournament, correct, of the foundation?
It is. And you know, the amazing thing about that, Dal, is it's the 22nd annual. Wow. With 2 years off for COVID, so it should be the 24th annual, so it's been going on a long time.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, and so it's nice to be back in the, pardon the pun, the swing of things, and the foundation provides a really important element of Star Valley Health as they provide equipment, things that don't necessarily come from the traditional pipeline of, hey, we need this, go buy it. The foundation provides some really cool things.
Yeah, we try to make sure that we're providing those little extra things that make the medical center a little bit better, Star Valley Health a little bit better. Recently, the director of nursing, Kyle Roniger, came to us and requested a Lucas machine. I'd never heard of such a thing. And it does compressions for CPR. And somehow Kyle felt like it was more consistent than a human being. Go figure, right? And so he came to the foundation. We purchased one there in the $12,000 to $15,000 range. And so now, in an emergency situation in the hospital, they can attach this Lucas machine, and CPR will be much more exact. And so that was something not in Kyle's budget, wasn't set for the year. And so the foundation stepped up, and that's kind of our role, is to buy those extra things to make Star Valley Health just a little bit better.
And one of the primary ways that the foundation comes up with some funds for that, at least one of the ways, is the annual golf tournament. And so you have teams and sponsors that help with this, and you still have plenty of room for both.
We do. In fact, this is our major effort for a fundraiser. We used to do a lot of smaller things, but this one takes quite a bit of work, and we do it up at the Cedar Creek Golf Course up on Star Valley Ranch. Our goal is to have 25 teams, and we have about 21 right now. We actually have two more sponsors that said, we'll sponsor a team, but we don't have any golfers. So we actually even have room for some golfers if they wanted to participate.
How about that?
Yeah, yeah. People that said, yeah, we'll sponsor a team, but we don't have anyone that wants to play. And so we've been kind of adding a few people to it. And we also, we try to make this a fun event. We do want to raise money, but we try to give those golfers something when they participate. Last year, I'm not a golfer, Dal, but we gave them Pro V1 balls, and they had our logo on them, and everyone was excited. The two biggest compliments I got last year were those golf balls and my wife's breakfast burritos. And so starting at 8 o'clock, my wife will be there again making breakfast burritos for all the participants. And then we also offer lunch at 1:30 whenever the tournament concludes. We have a raffle. Local businesses have been donating different things. Yesterday, Ace just donated a cordless drill. To be honest with you, I wanted to take it home, but I better put it in the raffle basket.
It's an empty box now.
Well, you know,
I'm kidding.
The thought crossed my mind, but it'll be there. Macy Marie Florals donated. The Fairfield Inn has donated. And so we have lots of, and I'm leaving people out, but just some examples of things for the raffle. So we do want to raise money, but we also want you to come up there and have a great time at Star Valley Ranch and play some golf.
You know, I've played at this a few times, and yeah, these prizes are very generous from area businesses and such, and it's just a random, it's a door prize. It's a ticket thing, and so some people walk away with things, and they go, holy cow, I can't believe I just won this.
Right. In fact, we give every golfer a raffle ticket. And then we allow them the opportunity to buy more, so their chances go up
there
just a
go.
Little bit. And so Mrs. Bateman donated a quilt, a homemade quilt that will be part of the raffle. And so the list goes on and on. And Dal, of course, SBI Media is one of the sponsors. You'll have a team up there. The Kelly Fomer Bunch will be trying to to crack into that top spot again.
I was going to say that Dan likes to win.
Yes.
He used to have a team of losers. It was me and my brothers, but I think we're out of there now.
Well, and Dan himself sponsors another team, as Senator Dan Dockstetter. So Star Valley Media and Dan do a great job sponsoring and helping us out with this.
Speaking with Mark Taylor, he is a part of Star Valley Health and the foundation. Mark, tell us when, again, this is taking place, and if this is piquing someone's interest, how can they get involved?
Well, it takes place on June, I better give the right date, June 2nd, Friday, up at Star Valley Ranch.
So coming right up.
Coming right up, not this Friday, but the coming Friday. We have prizes for the longest drive, for the longest putt, for the closest to the hole. Star Valley Power Sports, once again, is doing a hole-in-one. So on a particular hole, I think it's hole 7, if you were to hit a hole-in-one, and we have someone there to witness it, you know, people are kind of funny about honesty and all that. And if you were to hit a hole-in-one on hole 7, you will win a Honda side-by-side.
Wow.
And so we've really tried to, we let you buy a mulligan. We let you buy some putting string for those of us that golf like you and I do, Dal, and we need all the help we can get. Like I said, breakfast at 8, shotgun start at 9, lunch 1:30, provided by Brolam's. They're coming in and providing all of the lunch. Again, I got my better half doing the cooking, but Brolam's are providing all of the food. And so we're really excited to do this. We make some money on this for the foundation, but we also think it's a great opportunity for Star Valley Health to mingle with everyone that makes this organization so wonderful in the Valley.
It's a fun time. And if people are thinking, hey, I want to go do that, yeah, they really should. So they can contact Star Valley Health or you personally.
Yes, they can contact us, either myself or Paige Nelson, who's helping me with this. And my number is 885-5950, and Paige's number is 885-5898. And if you have something you want to donate for, like a raffle prize, or just donate, other people are donating money to the golf tournament. It takes quite a bit to put it on, and then we do try to make a little bit of a profit so we can buy different things for Star Valley Health.
It is a great time. I encourage people to check that out if they're not already involved with it. Mr. Taylor, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention?
Anyone also that would like to volunteer, we usually need 6 or 8 people in the morning to help get it running and breakfast, and then 6 or 8 at lunch to kind of wrap it up and help with lunch. And so if you just would like to come up and hang out with golfers and employees of Star Valley Health and would like to volunteer, again, 885-5950. Give me a call.
There's not much prettier place than Cedar Creek on a Saturday and beautiful, beautiful times.
On a Friday. Excuse me. It's beautiful on Saturday, but this year it'll be really beautiful on Friday.
Excuse me. Yeah, Friday, June 2nd for this Foundation Golf Tournament. Mark Taylor with the Star Valley Health Foundation. Mark, thank you very much for stopping by. We appreciate it.